Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 102, Cheng Sien, Thailand. Tonight's interview is a little different. I'm not at a coffee shop. Instead, I'm at a Thai restaurant along Beach Road. My interviewee, Kun, is half Thai. He tells me, with a wistful smile, that his father used to come to restaurants just like this when he was alive. I ask Kun what he recommends, and he immediately perks up. "You have to try the papaya salad." Kun's father, Pakon, moved to Singapore in the early 90s to work in construction. He met Kun's mother not long after, and a year later, they were married. "And that's when I come in," he says, chuckling. Kun's father passed away a couple of years ago. He still misses him, of course. However, he takes comfort knowing that he has decades worth of wonderful memories with him. One of the most important memories, he tells me, is of his father sharing a ghost story from his village in Cheng Sien. As my papaya salad arrives, I fish out my recorder. Before I turn it on, though, I make sure to enjoy several spoonfuls first. When I've had enough for now, I switch the recorder on, then ask Kun to start from the beginning. It was the 1970s. Pakon was 8 years old and lived an idyllic life in his village. It was located right by the Mekong River, Kun says. So, every morning all the kids would go for a swim. They would then spend hours chasing and catching smaller animals, while exploring vast fields and seemingly endless forests. Nowhere was off limits to Pakon and his friends, except the old monastery near the river. Dad never knew how old it was, but you could just tell that it had been around for a long time, Kun tells me. Parts of the structure had fallen apart. Creepers overran what remained of the exterior, and animals started to make their homes within. It was both a terrifying sight, and to Pakon, a fascinating one, too. But, like all the other kids from the village, he had been warned to stay away from it. A ghost haunted the monastery, the village elders had said. "Which I think we can all agree is a terrible thing to tell a kid," Kun says. The more they told him to stay away, the more he wanted to see it up close. And one day, he found the perfect excuse. It was 4 in the morning. The night before, Pakon's mother told him to find some mangoes. Pakon only responded with a nod, not daring to say anything lest he let slip his plans. The old monastery was surrounded by mango trees. He would leave early, take his time to explore the structure, pluck a basketful of mangoes, then head back home. no one would be the wiser. He made the trek in the darkness, so familiar with the area that he had explored for most of his then brief life. His heart raced as he leapt over roots and ducked under branches. He was scared, but in the same way that most kids are scared when they're being knowingly disobedient. He wasn't afraid for his life. What could a ghost possibly do to him? He thought to himself. Bakon reached the monastery soon enough and looked upon it with awe. He could have sworn that the moonlight cut through the canopy of the surrounding trees to bathe the structure in an unearthly glow. Slowly, almost reverently, Bakon entered the monastery. He looked around and saw no sculptures or bas-reliefs. Nothing about the interior said that this was a holy place. Slowly, Pakon's fascination began to turn to dread. The warnings of the village's elders started to echo in his mind. The structure itself was not terribly large. Yet, he was now having difficulty finding the way he had come in. He turned around and around, and suddenly saw a window that faced the Mekong River. He figured that was as good an exit as any, and scrambled up the wall and back out into the forest. As he fell onto the grassy ground, Pakon looked up towards the river and saw her. A woman stood in the middle of the river's rushing waters, far from the shallow end where Pakon and his friends would play. She was dressed in simple clothes and looked like she was in her early 20s. Her skin was light brown and her long black hair flowed down her back and into the water. She seemed to be bathed in the same glow as the monastery, and she was gesturing for Pakon to join her. He stood up, absently dusted himself off, then sleepwalked towards the woman. He knew that he was heading towards his own doom, but couldn't stop himself. She seemed so alone. He had told Kun, his eyes, even years later, staring blankly into the distance. Pakon said that he would have waded into the waters, deeper than he had ever gone, and been washed away. He was certain of it. But just as he started to wade into the Mekong, he heard a voice yell out for him, then another and another. He shook off his stupor and realized that it was his friends out looking for him. He looked around and realized that the sun was already rising and that the woman was now gone. Pakon quickly rushed out of the river and ran towards the sound of his friends' voices, relief washing over him. But his troubles were not over yet. That evening, Pakon came down with a dreadfully high fever. He tells me it got so bad that everyone in the village was worried he might not make it through the night, Kun says. His mother brought him to the nearest doctor, who kept him under observation for the night. When it looked like Parkon was well enough to head back home, the doctor prescribed him some medication, but also advised his mother to seek alternative help. My grandmother knew what the doctor meant and immediately headed for a temple where several monks prayed over dead. Kun says, Parkon remained ill for a few more days, but eventually made a full recovery. When he did, he vowed never to go near the monastery again. The ghost was of a woman who had drowned in the river decades earlier, Kun explains. After her unfortunate passing, many people were lured into the waters by her spirit. The elders believed that she was lonely and wanted others to meet a similar fate so that they could join her. It was never enough though, Kun says. She always wanted more and more people to be with her. He sits back now and sips on his milk tea while I finish up my papaya salad. I ask him why this story was one of his key memories of his father. It was never meant to scare me, he says, smiling again. Dad told me that story because he wanted me to know how much that incident changed him. It didn't matter that Parkon experienced it when he was only 8 years old. Being that close to death reinforced his love for life. Kun says that that's who his father was to him. Someone who treasured every day he had, who cared for people wholeheartedly, and who relished every meal he had. Someone who, despite his incredibly busy and exhausting job, always made time for his son. I smile and tell Kun that that's a lovely way to remember his father. Of course, he says. Dad wouldn't have wanted it any other way. If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Hantu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Hantu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.